Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and it's a beautiful sunny day on the Oregon coast, which is where I live, and I am broadcasting from the Oregon coast today. I am so grateful to see the sunshine after months of clouds and rain. So thank you, sunshine, and thank you, clouds, for getting out of the way of the sun. So today's show addresses what's a burning question for many of us. What is my gift? Many of us in the U.S. are working jobs that don't feed our soul and then vegging out on entertainment after work in order to restore our energy and to numb out the quiet dissatisfaction with our lives. So what if you could change this for yourself and for your loved ones and for the next generation? What if your gift, like the sun, is always there, shining inside of you? What if it's only covered from your view by something as impermanent as passing clouds? Our guest today is Cheyenne Joy Aziz. And she's here to share the message of the inspirational film, Discover the Gift. This film and the book and movement that are being created with it explores this essential missing piece for so many of us. The fact that there are gifts in each person and in all circumstances that are simply awaiting discovery. The more you discover and nurture the miracle of your gift, the more you will experience joy, power, fulfillment, and unconditional love in your life. In Discover the Gift, sister and brother team Cheyenne Joy Aziz and Damian Lichtenstein, along with today's leading spiritual leaders and transformational teachers, share their experiences and show how all the universal spiritual laws and principles work together to form a unified field of consciousness that can change individual lives and can in turn transform our entire world. I hope that nobody else is hearing all that noise. I think the station manager has the mic on. I'd like him to turn it off. It's really noisy. Cheyenne Joy Aziz is a master educator with over 20 years of experience as a principal, counselor, program creator, director, and special educator. She's also a founding member of the Southern California Association of Transformational Leaders. She has a bachelor's degree in psychology from Goddard College, a master's degree in education from Norwalk University, and is currently working on her PhD in human development and organizational systems. I got a note from the manager that it wasn't going on air, just in my ear. So Cheyenne brings her years of expertise in education, mental health, and human relations to Equilibrium Entertainment and is thrilled to be working with her brother, Damian Lichtenstein, and her husband, Sharif Aziz. Cheyenne is blessed with a really unique spelling to her name, and her brother and her husband, they all have just beautiful, unique names. And she also works with the entire team on Discover the Gift to create a better world for our children and ourselves. And I got to meet Cheyenne at, I think it was the first showing in the United States of the film Discover the Gift, and I was so moved by the film and so impressed by Cheyenne, and I'm looking forward to getting a copy of the film and watching it again, and I'm so grateful to have you on the show today. Welcome to Opening to Ecstasy, Cheyenne.
Thank you so much, Lynette. It's such an honor to be here again, and thank you again for having me. And yes, you were at the very first showing in the United States, and I believe that was the Discover Your Destiny event.
Yes.
Yes, it was wonderful. Thank you.
A lot of discovering that weekend.
Very much so, in many ways.
So, Cheyenne, what do you mean by the gift? I think that most people will have an idea of that, but just to make sure that everybody will be on the same page with this conversation, what do you mean by the gift?
Right. Well, the first thing we mean by the gift is that you are the gift. He is the gift. She is the gift. Everyone is the gift. And the important piece for that is that when you really acknowledge your passions, the things that really light you up and inspire you inside, those are the pieces of you that are really seeking to be educated and nurtured, and that what we then would call a gift. Does that answer that question?
I think so. I mean, I understand your answer very much. There's a listener who wrote in. She said, dear Lynette, please ask this question to your guest for me. She said, I'm suffering a lot because I don't know if there's any purpose for my life. I saw your show. I saw your show will be about discovering your gift. I'm in India, and it'll be about 3 a.m. when your show airs, but I will listen to the replay when it's up. Please ask your guest how I can discover the purpose for my life. And I wasn't sure how much the gift and a purpose for your life were the same thing, so I was hoping that you could speak about that.
Thank you so much for bringing that up. It's perfect, and it's exactly that. Your gift is your purpose for life. It's what's seeking to emerge and what's calling you from within inside yourself. And the first way to really discover your gift and your purpose is really to be receptive and to be open. Signals and signs come to us from all different places. And so it's really important that we're receptive, and that with that receptivity, we're open and we're flexible to receiving different pieces of information that guide us toward our gift and toward our purpose. And one of the key pieces to discovering your gift and discovering your purpose is to really relax into yourself and really listen to your authentic self, your voice, and listen to your passions. Listen to the things that you love to do, because they are the breadcrumbs that lead you directly to your gift.
It's so interesting to hear you say this, because what you're saying, you know, sounds so simple. I'm like, oh, yeah, of course, of course. And yet, when it comes down to it, so often we don't do those things. You know, we seem to be trained in quite the opposite direction. And so I imagine that the woman who wrote in, if she's suffering, I imagine that just like everyone else, that the universe, God, herself, whatever you want to call it, is communicating to her all the time through what she enjoys, through, you know, various methods. And it's pretty easy to miss those messages with the way that we're trained. I'd like to ask you more about that when we come back from the break. We're going to go to break in a couple minutes here. But in the 2 minutes before break, could you... See, I'm trying to think what would make the best use of that. There's so many questions I want to ask you. How about if you just give your contact information and say when the film is going to come out?
Wonderful. To find out anything you want about Discover the Gift, you can go to www.discoverthegift.com. And the book and the movie will be coming out on June 14th, 2011. That will be the DVD form of the movie and also VOD, as well as the book, and we're really excited. And you can find us on Facebook at Discover the Gift and Twitter at Discover Gift. And we would love for everyone to check in and get online and let us know about what you think after this radio interview goes, and check in, and we'd love to hear from everyone.
Yes, it's a beautiful site. I highly recommend you go there. And I'm excited about the movie coming out. I enjoyed watching it some months ago at the preview showing, and I am very ready to watch it again and share it with people that I love in my life. So thank you, Cheyenne, for being on the show today. And when we return, we're going to go deeper into discovering our gift. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Psychic Dougal Frazier, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Frazier Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Frazier Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy, and today we are talking about the film, the book, and the movement Discover the Gift. And we have with us today Cheyenne Joy Aziz, and she and her brother Damien Lichtenstein, and a whole bunch of wonderful spiritual, you know, teachers, and they're really the top transformational people. Not all of the top people in the world, but many of them are involved in this film. And so we have Cheyenne talking about the film today. And I would like to jump right back into it. So before we go into some more, like, I wanted to address the question the listener sent a little deeper. But before we do that, for those listening who aren't really sure, you know, what this is about, could you just say a little bit more about the movie and how it came to be?
Absolutely. The movie Discover the Gift and the book and the movement came to be initially out of a question I had asked my brother many, many years ago. My brother is a Hollywood filmmaker and a man who has had it all in his life. And at one point in his life, he really realized he had everything in our society's view, but then really had nothing because he was missing a real connected relationship with his family. And after we reconnected, I'd asked him a really big question, and I was really confused because I'm a human service provider. I'm an educator and a humanitarian, and I always focus on the people. And so I'd asked my brother a question, which was, when is the man I know going to match the work you're doing in the world? because he had transformed and changed so much, yet the work he was doing in the world wasn't matching who he had become. Mm. I asked him that question, and thus discovered the gift unfolded.
What a great question. Sometimes to get a really good answer, you just got to ask the right question.
Exactly, and we really believe a lot, you know, when we talk about how do we find our purpose, we believe that the quality of the life we live is directly related to the quality of the questions we ask ourselves, like who am I? What is my purpose? What is seeking to emerge in me? What lights me up and inspires me? What do I love? Who do I love? These types of questions bring us on our own journey of self-discovery naturally. And Discover the Gift is all about that, the journey of self-discovery and personal transformation through watching another family's journey, and really as a metaphor for your own.
Yes, in addition to that, it's very beautifully filmed, and you used, you know, colors and imagery, you know, in addition to interviewing just people with so much wisdom to share, and then wove your own story throughout the film. So the film was very beautiful on many levels, and I really enjoyed watching it. I noticed when you earlier you'd said that, you know, one of the first steps is being open to discovering your gift, and what came up for me is knowing for myself that I can ask, you know, what's my purpose, what's my gift, why am I here? And I think a lot of times I get an answer maybe over and over and over, and it won't be the one that I want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything to say about that? Because I've noticed it's not just me. It's a common thing that people keep asking a question and being stuck spinning their wheels, and it's really obvious to everybody else that they're getting the answer over and over, and it's not what they want it to be.
That makes it a great question, and I believe we can only ask questions based on our life experience, so that the questions we ask are based on our past places we've been. And so if we focus our questions on who am I now, who am I becoming, and we start focusing our questions toward the future, it becomes a different thought process in our mind, because otherwise we're asking questions based on who we've been, not on who we're becoming. And one of the things I really wanted to get back to for a moment was that whole focus of purpose and how you find out what you're meant to be and what your gift is. And one of the things that is really important for everyone to notice and to be aware of is notice in yourself, start focusing on what's right about you. Our society and our culture and our schools tend to really focus a lot on what's wrong with people, what's wrong with our students, what's wrong with this and how we're wrong. And what we forget to do is to pay attention and put our energy on what's right about us. And what we've come to know and learn, and I have specifically from all these amazing teachers I've been studying, is that what we put our attention on grows. And so if we put our attention on what's wrong with us and how we're wrong or what's not perfect about us, then that's where our attention and our focus will be. And if we choose to put our attention on what's right about us and what's wonderful about us and what's possible in our lives and thus in the lives of others, then that's where our attention will be. And very different things happen depending upon that perspective and that viewpoint you take.
I so love that you're sharing that. My heart felt like it could just burst with happiness hearing those words. I know that, but it's something that I so need to be reminded of. And today is a perfect day to be reminded of that. I love that. What is right about you?
Yeah.
What is right about you? Absolutely.
Purpose. What's right about you? And that's what we need to do for ourselves and be able to model that for our children, because in a very short amount of time, they're going to be running our society and our world. And we need to help them know what's right about them so they do an awesome job at it.
Yes, so often we make things very complicated, and just such a simple statement, what's right about you, can bring something present immediately and, you know, a step to take, a direction to go. I love that. Thank you, Cheyenne. Before we go any further, I'd like to know when the film and book is available, how people get it, and then I'm going to announce that Cheyenne is going to be giving away a copy of Discover the Gift movie and book signed by Cheyenne and her brother. So that'll be, oh dear, the station manager sent me the number to the station. Where is it? Oh, 800-930-2819 will be the number to call. 800-930-2819. You could call that, and the first caller to the station will get a free copy of Discover the Gift movie and book signed by Cheyenne and her brother, Damian Lichtenstein. So tell us about how to get the movie and book and when it will be available.
Wonderful. Right now you can pre-order at www.discoverthegift.com, and it will be available on June 14th, 2011. That will be the book and the movie will both be available, and you can get it through Amazon, Barnes & Nobles, and also directly from our site, which is what we prefer, that you guys go right there, check it out, and you'll have some options from that point.
Wonderful. So if they go to discoverthegift.com, they can pre-order. And is the movie and book coming as a set?
They are not coming as a set. There will be some options in the future to possibly purchase them that way. We'll be doing a lot of different things happening. A lot of people have been asking to do private parties and private screenings, and so there's a lot of different pieces of our movement that are happening, and to stay up to date on that as well, you can check out our site every day at www.discoverthegift.com, and there's a world waiting there. There's a blog there. There's daily practices. You get information there from Terry Tillman, from Barbara DeAngelis will be sharing something, David Wolf. All of our speakers that are in the movie and the book are also sharing wisdom on our blog and online.
Wonderful. I haven't checked it out for a while. I'm gonna go back to it as soon as we're done with the show today. So again, it's 800-930-2819. Now, I know that in the movie you share, well, not just you, but a whole group of wonderful people, including you, share eight practices for discovering your own unique gift. And I know you go into a lot of detail in the film, and there's not time to go into all that detail, but could you share like one of the steps with us before break?
Absolutely. I would, I'm going to share the first one for sure. We've been speaking about it a bunch, which is receptivity, and which is about being open and flexible. And that's a real key piece, because if you're not open and flexible, you don't know what's necessarily coming toward you or what messages are being given. And it really speaks to that question about, I'm getting the messages, but they're not necessarily what I want or what I think I want. And sometimes what we think we want and what we're actually supposed to be doing can be very different things. And one of the things that I really learned doing this project was that when I stopped doing what I thought I was supposed to be doing and started doing what I naturally wanted to do, that my life opened up in the most beautiful, unforeseen ways. And that's when my gifts started really generating for me. And my work became my fun and my play because I couldn't help it. And those are some of the real initial key pieces, is to be receptive and flexible. And then from there, number two is intention. So you have to be receptive and flexible, and then you have to have real intention about who you are, what you're up to, and what you're going to be doing with those intentions. And from there, we really speak about activation. And we talk about activation in two ways. We talk about it as an inner action and an interaction. So inner action with the self, meaning doing, you're reconditioning your mind and your emotions, because we have been conditioned by our experiences and society and schools to be kept in a certain way. And so we really do need to open ourselves up and recondition that. And it's in that inner work, that inner activation, that interaction, that you get to really dive into that kind of work. And then once you've done that, you need to share and be with other people, and you need to interact. So we really believe that the step of activation has two pieces, inner and inter. And then we move on from there into self-discovery and to energy and to learning and knowing that everything is energy and everything vibrates. And then we really speak about that a lot and what that means, and what that means also with the law of attraction, which the law of attraction exists And you also have to be open and flexible. You have to have good intention. You have to have activation. You have to understand how energy works. So we really show how many different principles work together to form this unified field of what we call the infinity feedback loop. And that's really about karma, and the more you give, the more you get, no matter what it is. And from there, those are the real beginning steps, and then we really go on to talk about adversity and transformation and how even in our darkest, deepest adversities are some of our greatest gifts, and how compassion and forgiveness change the world in such a big way, and forgiveness transforms the soul and brings us to love. And those are some of the simple steps that we guide people through.
Those are wonderful, and I really look forward to diving deeper into those when we get back from our break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. You can get to my site by openlivenow.com. And anytime you have any questions, you can email them to Lynette, L-Y-N-N-E-T, at openingtoecstasy.com. You can also get my contact information off of my site, openlivenow.com. And I'd love to hear from you anytime. We had a caller, Angela Phillips of North Bend, Oregon. So she will be getting, a free copy of Discover the Gift movie and book signed by Cheyenne and her brother, Damien. And she'll be getting those in June when the book and movie come out. And they can be pre-ordered at www.discoverthegift.com. And there's all kinds of other wonderful information and wonderful reasons to go to that site and just spend some time discovering your gift and getting wonderful information from some of the most inspiring people to have conversations with and be part of their way of thinking. Expand your mind. Discoverthegift.com. Are you there, Cheyenne?
I am here.
Oh, wonderful. So you had so many wonderful things to say before we went to break, and I understand everything you're saying, and yet I know that for a short show, it can be a lot to just to hear, you know, a lot of information and not have any of it grounded in your own person, your own self. So I wanted to kind of go a little, like take one and go a little deeper. We talked about being receptive and flexible, and I think we kind of, you know, covered that enough where people could understand that when a message comes to you that you need to be open to it. Is there something that you wanted to add to that?
No, that's really it. And you're right that you need to be open and flexible enough to be clear that it might not be exactly what you're thinking. In fact, it probably won't be because you're becoming someone new. So it will be a piece of what you think you want and maybe a little bit of a different form.
Yes, and there's something that someone told me a long time ago, and I've said it to so many of my clients, that it's easier to steer a moving vehicle. That if you're in a parking lot with your car and you're trying to turn your wheel without the car moving, that it's really difficult and in some vehicles impossible to turn the wheel. As soon as you start moving the vehicle, it's really easy to move the wheel. And even if you're going, you know, what's quote unquote the wrong direction, then you can easily get turned around once you're moving.
Exactly.
So,
we call
yeah.
that course correction without invalidation, meaning you have to be active. You have to get moving. As long as you're starting, you can always continue to correct slightly and don't ever invalidate yourself as long as you're moving forward.
Wonderful. And how would somebody invalidate themselves?
You can invalidate yourself by telling yourself, oh, I can't really do that, or I'm thinking too big for my britches, or who do I think I am, or, you know, I know that was my dream, but I'm not really capable of doing that. There are so many ways we do that to ourselves through our messages that we give ourselves internally. And so it's a real important piece to really actively engage yourself in reconditioning your mind and your emotions and what you think about and how you feel. One of the things I've really learned doing this work is that it's to get what you want, you have to come from feeling it. So you have to do the work to clear out your cobwebs and all your negative thinking and your negative beliefs about yourself and your world to be able to be in an open space of feeling and allowing the goodness to come in and what you want to come in.
Absolutely. I'm really blessed to be able to work with people on just that issue. I get to have people come with, it looks like all different kinds of problems, but it all ends up being the same thing, that there's certain beliefs that are causing them to live in a way that covers up who they really are. And every single person, you know, has this magnificent, indescribably beautiful sense of, you know, being, what do you want to call it, a soul, you know, the light of their being.
Yes.
And everybody has an amazing purpose. And when those things are cleared away, it's there. It's not something that has to be created or constructed. It's already there inside of them.
Exactly. So I got chills when you said that. Thank you. It's already in you. It's who you are. And it's allowing, cracking yourself open enough to be able to really see who you really are and to honor what you really think about and what you really feel and what you really desire. And when you get that, go ahead.
I was going to say, in the name of your movie, you know, discover the gift, not create the gift or manufacture
exactly.
the gift. Discover
exactly.
it, you know.
Discover it. And part of the discovery of it, you know, that's one of the major pieces of our movement and our project. And what we're talking about is discovery. The other, as equal, as important piece is the sharing of that. Because when we start to share is when our gifts really begin to emerge in different ways in our life, and that's when they start feeding back to us and giving back to us. So we have to be able to give it away. We have to discover it and then be able to share it. And that's a real key piece as well.
So to help this be much more specific that people can really relate to it, you said in your own life that you've gone through this process to where you love your job, that it's fun and playful. I don't even know if you want to call it a job. your passion, your mission, what you're doing.
My work, yeah.
Yeah, and also getting paid for and supporting you. So can you say some about how that process unfolded for you? I know you'd have to give an abbreviated version of the story. But
very much so. Well, it really came clear with, you know, I've been an educator for many, many years, and I was in the highest paying job I've ever had with the most support I've ever had in all my years of being in public education. And I gave it up, and it was the scariest thing I've ever done to move my family across the country, long story short. And what I did was, instead of standing in the face of my fears, and I had plenty, and I decided to step through them and allow them, acknowledge them, and be like, yep, I'm afraid. It's true. However, I'm alive now, and the truth is, the one thing we all have in common, the two things, we're born and we're all going to die. So I decided I better start living the life I want to live now instead of waiting later to say, I wish I had, I could have, I should have. I want to be who I am now. And that was one of the big things and the big factors that helped me, was taking that leap and stepping through my fears and not stopping in the face of them. And once I did that, I then started figuring out who I really was, because I was living in my fear instead of living in my life. And once I started living in my life, I stepped through my fears, I changed my entire life. I then started living the things that I believed that I loved to do, which were writing, which is educating, and which is supporting children and families. And once I stepped through those fears and allowed everything to happen, you know, no health insurance, no regular paycheck, what am I doing, am I crazy? What actually happened was that my fear melted away. The universe came right to me without me having to ask, and yeses just started showing up as soon as I started living authentically.
So you left a secure job with the health insurance and all that, and was there a specific calling? Did you know that you wanted to go, you know, write and educate? And
I always, were
you making the job up for yourself, or was there one offered to you, or how did that, what that look like?
I actually was following my husband's dream, and because he had followed my career for so long, and I was following his dream, which was hard for me because I had to give up everything I had worked so hard for. And in supporting him and loving him and following his dream, I let go of the fear-based life I was living and started living. And in that, found out who I really am, which is that I've always been an educator and I've always been a writer. I just have done them very separately, and I decided to combine them. And then Damien Lichtenstein, my brother, and I really got clear on that we had something to offer and something to share, because our story is anyone's story and is everyone's story.
That's beautiful, Cheyenne. And, you know, having watched the film, I could think, wow, you know, if you would not have made this choice, you know, this film wouldn't have happened. And who knows how many lives it's going to touch. And then people who don't even see the film will be impacted by other people who have.
Exactly. And so with that, I had to give up the things I thought I wanted the most. That's the whole thing about being receptive and flexible, what you think you're supposed to be doing and what you really are up to sometimes can be different things. And then we created this. And so it was really this facing my fears, not instead stepping through them, to find what was on the other side. And it's an unknown, and it's okay. And it's okay to be afraid and not know, and that's something else I want people to know, because you're where you are right now, and that's where you're supposed to be.
Wonderful. On that note, we're going to go to a quick break, and when we return, we're going to hear some more from Cheyenne on discovering the gift. We'll be right back.
Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy on Transformation Talk Radio. And we've been talking with writer and educator Cheyenne Joy Aziz about the wonderful film that's coming out in June, Discover the Gift. It'll be a movie and a book. And if you want to be part of that movement and also pre-order movie and the book, you go to discoverthegift.com. You can also follow them on twitter.com/discoverthegift and facebook.com/discoverthegift. All right. I don't know if it's like, is that a backward slash or a forward slash? I guess it's a backslash.
Find Discover the Gift on any of your major social media sites.
That's better. You just have a way of putting things succinctly. Thank you. All right, so Cheyenne was sharing her story of how she discovered her own gift and faced her fear. And by facing her fear, she really gained her life. And I hope that those listening can also follow that example and face their fear. It's something I've, in the midst of learning myself, I haven't completely stepped through it, but I just recently, and I wrote about it, I just wrote my first newsletter, and I actually wrote it about, you know, facing your fear. I had the experience of realizing I was just running from this fear, and I thought, okay, I need to stop and turn and face it. And when I faced it, it seemed like this gigantic monster with this, like, huge bat that was, like, whacking me and beating me. And I realized that it was a creation of my own mind. And that meant that I could turn and say, stop, and it would have to stop because I created it in some way I didn't fully understand. And when I did that, I actually saw it in my mind, of course, which is where it was created in the first place, put its head down for like a little chin rub, and the stick turned into like a fetching stick instead of a beating club. And I thought, wow, you know, there's really something to this facing your fear.
Yeah. And the stepping through them, exactly, because you're right, when you do face them, they look scary and big and overwhelming, and when you figure out how to either pet them and befriend them or step through them and say, come on, come play with me,
yes,
that's when that shift happens. Yes. Don't stand in the face. Step through. Just taking one step in the direction of something that's calling you will bring you closer to your gift than you can even realize.
Yes, and I want to speak to those out there that have been abused and as a result of that have a huge need for control. And I can relate to that. That's my own personal history. And I have noticed in myself that one thing that's resulted from that is that I feel like I'm in control when I stay in my little comfort zone and doing things the same way. And I just had a conversation with David Nagel recently, and he said to me that I need to shift so that I associate moving forward powerfully as being more in control than when I'm staying in my little comfort zone. And that really helped me. So for those who are listening to you, you know, and you're so powerfully put together and have moved forward so beautifully in your life, and you're a wonderful speaker. And for anyone who's met Cheyenne, she's also just a beautiful woman and physically beautiful and, you know, radiates just love and just very delicious, sweet, wonderful aura around her. But for those, you do. For those who maybe are feeling like, oh, you know, she's so great and I don't have that in me, it's for everybody.
It's for everybody. You all have it in you. Every
yes.
single one of you. Yes.
Yes. I was just going to ask you to speak to that, but that's what you,
thank you.
Absolutely
yeah,
did.
Really, and you started off really about talking about that place of control. And for many people who come from abusive backgrounds, the need to control their environment is a real important skill to living their life powerfully. And so I really understand that space and acknowledge it, and myself live there often. And one of the key pieces, again, is the letting go into it and allowing, you know, allowing yourself to be who you are. It seems so simple and silly, yet, but it's really that true. It allows you to be connected in ways you can't foresee yet, you know. And one of the things that has impacted me the most doing this project and screening it for people and showing people is after. Because after, people stand in line for hours to speak with myself or my brother or my husband. And what's so beautiful is the way it impacts them. The movie has an immediate transformational impact on them. And they come up to me to share their life stories with me, to say, thank you, I can't wait to go home and call my son. I haven't spoken to him in 10 years. I can't wait to call my mother, my father, my wife, my sister, my best friend. That these are the stories that impact me and continue to inspire and generate me daily. Like, that's what feeds me and gives back to me. And I really want for every single person in the world to know what's right about them. I want you all to know what's right about you. You all have a real purpose. And it's you, and it's listening to your messages that are really seeking to come out. And I really wanted to share that, because that's what's so beautiful about this project to me, is that it's bringing connectedness to people and happiness and new beginnings and love and forgiveness in ways you can't even really imagine or foresee until you're there.
That's so beautiful, and your own life story is such a great example of that, that when you step through your fear and were receptive and started living your gifts and sharing them, then it's just multiplied.
Exactly.
Exponentially.
Exponentially, and it is true for everyone. I am a case of who went from trauma to triumph, and I, too, like many of you, have some real serious abuse in my life and other things, and my life has not been perfect by any means, and I have really chosen to actively engage in my life to be able to discover and share who I am.
That's so beautiful, Cheyenne. I just want to make sure that, because I know that somebody had sent an instant message kind of saying, well, you know, this is great for her, but what about me kind of thing. And so I had wanted you to address that, that, that yes, you took action. And so for the woman who wrote that in, I just want to send her lots of love and support and hope that she will reach out and get support on her path and get help by people who can look and also see the beauty in her and help her focus on that in herself.
Yeah, and I want to say to her also and to you and everyone out there is that we're all a work in progress. None of us are perfect. We're where we're at because it's where we're at, you know. And there's an old Vermont saying, you only know what you know when you know it. And it's okay because we're all a work in progress. And I send her nothing but compassion and love and goodness on your path.
Beautiful. So what do you hope audiences will take away from the Discover the Gift? I think you've pretty much answered that, but is there some other little nugget you wanted to share?
Yeah, there's two little pieces. Connectedness, we've talked about happiness, new beginnings, love, and really to understand that just as with anything, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes so many amazing people to do a project like this. I really want to put a shout out. You know, there's always like the man behind the woman and the woman behind the man. And my brother and I have been blessed to have my husband be the man behind this project in such major ways. He's like this quiet force that takes care of all the paperwork, all the details, all the everything. And that it's everyone is a piece of our collective conscious. Everyone has a gift and a purpose, and that purpose is a piece of the big puzzle. You're a piece of the puzzle. Everyone is. And so a big shout out to all of you, to Random House and Crown and all the amazing people on Discover the Gift who have really helped create this and bring it to the world to share with people. And that's really what I wanted to say. And thank you all for listening.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Cheyenne. Be sure to go to discoverthegift.com and check out this movement. And you can pre-order the movie and the book on that site. And for anyone who feels or sort of struggling with this, don't forget that we create our lives and you can ask for help. You can ask specifically for what you want and step into it and know that you can get it. And it just starts, like Cheyenne said, with being receptive and then setting an intention and get the movie, get the book. It'll be a great place to start. You know, maybe you can, what were you calling when someone could do a showing of the movie?
Screening. Yeah, we're doing private parties and screenings. Absolutely. And if people are looking for extra support in the discovery of your gift, let us know. Go to discoverthegift.com and comment somewhere and let us know so that we can find a way to find you and connect with you and support you.
Wonderful. So for those listening who wanted a little extra help, be sure and do that. These are really lovely people and they're here for you. Thank you so much, Cheyenne, and I really appreciate you and your brother, your husband, your whole team, and all of the wonderful transformational teachers that were in this movie, and I am excited to it coming out and watching it again myself.
Wonderful. I'm really excited for you to watch it again, too. You're going to be pleasantly, happily surprised.
Yes, I will be. Thank you, Cheyenne. You're a beautiful, shining light. Many blessings to you. And thank you, everyone, for listening to Opening to Ecstasy. It's been an absolute pleasure sharing this hour with you, and I will meet you here again next week. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more of Opening to Ecstasy, live with Lynette, contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.